20 after 6, you're with Zingisa Chirwa and Wandile Mazibuko on Taking Care of Business on Rise FM. Now, last month, Cabinet dissolved Ligwa Municipal Council and relieved the councillors of their duties while its by-elections have been put on hold. Now, the government has since appointed the former Nelson Mandela Bay Metro City Manager, Johan Mettler, as Ligwa's administrator. Johan joins us this evening to present a few elements of the 2021-2022 Integrated Development Plan. And this is the first episode of a series of discussions on the matter. Welcome, Johan, to the show.
Hi, a very good evening to you and good evening to all your listeners.
Yeah. Now, Johan, maybe just to kick off this particular conversation, I mean, you've been recently placed as the administrator for Ligwa Municipality out in Standerton. What would you say, you know, brought this about?
Well, it was the unfortunate case, really, of extensive maladministration, where those in charge really allowed the municipality to go to waste. We're in a position now where the national government simply had to intervene, and they intervened then on the basis of a court decision where the minister and the MECs were taken to court, and then the court said, you have to intervene and fix this mess.
I've been quite concerned. I mean, I drive around Standerton. I mean, obviously, it's a thorough route from Gauteng. It does connect sort of Gauteng to KZN in a sense. And for me, one of the difficult things, Johan, there that I've seen is just the condition of the roads there. It's actually quite atrocious. What's your comments on that?
Yes, that's a very diplomatic way of putting it. It is simply undrivable. There are massive potholes. The road infrastructure really has completely gone to waste. And in my view, there would have to be some extensive refurbishment to take place. It's not just a matter of filling the bottles. We are way beyond that.
Now, Johan, over the next yes, Karen.
No, the only point I wanted to raise was that obviously the disparity cannot do it on its own. I mean, the SANRAL has a role to play, because there's a provincial road that runs through the city, through the town of R23, and big heavy trucks make use of that road, and of course that contributes to a large extent to the degradation of the road.
Now, Johan, over the next couple of weeks, we'll obviously be discussing parts of the municipality's 2021-2022 Integrated Development Plan. Maybe for us to all catch up and be on the same page, what would you say is the purpose of having such a plan and then obviously going through the budget consultation program?
Well, the purpose of a plan is to set out the priorities of the municipality over a number of years. So probably an IDP, as we call it, takes a look at the priorities of the municipality over a five-year period. And three of those years then have funding, indicative funding. So you would look at year one, and there would be a particular budget that would go along with that. And then there would be what's called an indicative 2 years that you would also use to further plan ahead. So it's very important that there is a plan, and that plan is built on priorities as set out by the communities in the engagements that the municipalities should have with them. And then those priorities must be funded during the course of the 5 years, and it must be very clear where those funds are coming from and how those funds are going to be applied.
Yeah. Now, Johan, you know, I mentioned roads earlier on, you know, but I mean, I'm quite interested to find out what other challenges are there. Let's talk about electricity. I know electricity is something that we all experiencing challenges with, especially with Eskom and everything else. But let's talk about also something else, water, sanitation. I mean, what are the challenges there, that the municipalities faced with, you know, besides just roads that we discussed earlier on?
Yes. Look, you in fact have raised probably three of the most pressing priorities of the municipality. That's water and sanitation, electricity, and roads. And I suppose when we discuss further on in the next few days, we'll also talk about housing and refuse removal. But if you can stick with the electricity, and here the irony is, I sit in a dark building.
Mm.
And the only light that I have on is my laptop in front of me. And that goes to show, you know, the extent of the crisis as far as electricity is concerned. Now, we have a significant problem when it comes to electricity and well, actually, it's a combination of factors. The first fact is that there is just too big a demand for the amount of electricity that we have available. We have what's called the maximum notified demand. In other words, we tell Eskom that we need 55 MVA electricity that we would need as a maximum on any given day.
Yeah.
Now it has happened that we have exceeded that by far. We sometimes end up using or drawing down 67 MVA. Now, that's way above what is allowed. Now, Eskom has then decided, look, you owe us such a lot of money, and you owe us interest on that money. If we allow you to continue, then it's going to cause further hardship to Eskom. So now they begin to throttle us. So just like Wi-Fi, if you're consistently using excessive amount of gigs, they would then throttle us at 55, but our demand is still 67. And that causes what is called this internal load shedding, or as the residents here call it, the LECWA shedding, which is extremely irritating. I come from, okay, let us say where I come from.
I can say it, Johan, but it's okay.
Yes. So this internal load shedding is something, you know, that really is hyper disruptive. So clearly, what one has to do is to speak to Eskom and say, listen, cut us some slack. We do have this kind of a demand. Allow us, as an interim measure, to go there. And don't penalize us, don't throttle us, because that would immediately give some relief, especially with regard to the internal load shedding. The drama, of course, doesn't stop there. We have aging infrastructure.
So
whenever there is load shedding, whether it's planned or unplanned, the circuit breakers go. You know, so it becomes a problem. We have serious issues around illegal connections and vandalism to our infrastructure. So as soon as there are illegal connections, they of course increase that demand that you have already said that you want to see. So it's very cold here. But I also discovered, much to my horror, that additional drawdown then causes just us going further into the demand that we simply cannot sustain. So clearly there needs to be that engagement, but we also need to upgrade our infrastructure as far as electricity is concerned, because even if we do get more from if we are allowed to draw more from Eskom, here's the other conundrum, that our current infrastructure can't actually handle that raised demand over a sustained period because of the quality of the infrastructure. So we cannot but invest in our infrastructure, just in order to get out of this internal network shedding, as I've indicated earlier.
And for those of you who've just tuned in, it is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM. You are with Zingisa Chirwa and Wandile Mazibuko talking to Lekwa Municipality's Administrator Johan Mettler on the municipality's Integrated Development Plan and Budget Consultation Program. Now, Johan, before we get into some of the solutions, we've got a listener question here. So can we just take a moment?
Hi, my name is Muso Bubega. I'm in Morgenson here at Ward 14, Lekwa Local Municipality. I've got two questions for you, Anne. I think the first question will be that what is the role of the MM now that he's the administrator of Lekwa? And the second question will be, does Johan have a budget? Did the national government deploy him here with a budget or without a budget? And if he doesn't have a budget, I just want to find out how is he going to turn things around at Lekwa, because Lekwa is really, really in a bad state.
Johan,
yes.
So I guess our listener wants to find out what is the role of the MM now that you've obviously taken over as administrator at Lekwa Municipality.
Okay, well, I couldn't hear that question, so thank you very much for bringing it to my attention. The as administrator, I've taken over the role of the council, also of the executive mayor, and everything, and I have also now authority over the municipal manager.
Okay.
So the municipal manager can only act upon me signing off.
Okay.
On something. So the, anything that the municipal manager would sign, or so she would actually then recommend to me, and then I would then give the final approval.
Okay.
So she's still here and she's assisting me, but I take the final decision.
Okay.
And the secondary question to that was to find out whether the national government has given you a budget for a turnaround strategy, and if so, I think maybe some of the details, which we'll obviously be getting into over the next couple of weeks.
The National Treasury has given Lekwa me. So there's no money.
Yeah, Johan, that sounds scary.
So I come for free. No, the money that will be used to get Lekwa out of the hole that it has managed to dig for itself must come out of Lekwa. So part of the turnaround strategy, or as we say, a financial recovery plan, would be to collect money that is due to the municipality, to make sure that all our meters, etc., are running, that they've not been tampered with, to make sure that we actually deliver services so that people pay, you know, and that there we there's electricity or water theft, you know, that one goes after those, so that we actually collect the money that is due to us. Another important factor also is that the municipality must improve on its revenue collection. Currently, it collects at a rate of around 68% of budget, 68 or 69% of budget. In terms of our, which is very low, by the way. In fact, it is impossibly low. When it comes to the next financial year of 21-22, we have targeted at 75%, which will be a push, taking into account some of the issues around our billing system, and so on. So the idea would be that towards the end of the following financial year, so let's say in about March of 2022. We should be in a position where our revenue enhancement, which would look at improving on many of our internal systems, should begin to carry fruit, and and we should be able to then be in a position where we can actually collect more, perhaps even 85% of what's required. So yes, now we have to dig ourselves out of this hole.
Now, Johan, you know, the listener mentioned, obviously, you know, the budget, but I'm more interested in what kind of plans do you guys have, either than what you've just mentioned now, in terms of maybe making sure that your revenue collection gets to about 75%. Do you have any other plans to be able to address some of these mentioned challenges? You mentioned, obviously, meter tampering, to say you're going to look at that as well. Do you have any other additional plans to be able to turn the situation around?
Look, it is the short answer is yes. Mm-hmm. There are a draft plans that we are busy developing. We have not completed it yet. I've been around for just about more than a week.
Okay.
So the plans that we have are centered around those priorities that I've indicated, but a lot also has to do with making sure that our internal systems are up to scratch. So sometimes, you know, when you lose water, for example, the water losses are close to 50%. The electricity losses are close to 70%.
Sure.
Now those are completely unsustainable losses. There's no way that you can run any business like that, especially if those are your revenue drivers.
Mm.
So a lot of the plan revolves around fixing those systems.
Mm.
Because if you don't fix those systems, there is no way that you're going to get around to getting enough money to fix, for example, the wastewater treatment plant or the water treatment plant. Because those are the ones that we actually would need to fix in order to improve the delivery of water and of sanitation. A lot of the plan then focus on that, how the systems in the municipality needs to be improved, policies needs to be put in place, people must be told and shown to do their work. There should not be consequence management if staff members do not do their work, if supervisors allow overtime forms to be signed so that there's excessive overtime. So there are those kind of things which really should be par for the course in any municipality, but which we would need to fix in order to get to the bigger ones. So there is what we call an immediate rescue phase.
Yeah.
And in terms of the rescue phase, we have to look at meters. We have to look at a range of customers, maybe the top 100 or the top 200 that can pay that, but perhaps they are not paying. And then we must make sure that they in fact pay so that we can start getting cash into the system. Because, you know, I can tell you all of the things that we would want to do, but if there is no money, and like you have mentioned before, if there is no money, you are not going anywhere.
Mm.
So a lot of the initial plans are really about just making sure that people are doing the work that they are supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. It
sounds simple, but it can be quite something.
Johan, our lines are going crazy, so we'll try to cover some of the questions today, and some of them will obviously then roll over into tomorrow. But for those of you who have tuned in, yes, it is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM with Zinga Sachira and Wandile Mazibuko as we chat to the administrator at the Ligwa municipality. This is Johan Mettler on obviously the municipality's integrated development plan and budget consultation program. Johan, we'll just take a quick listen to one of the questions, and this is from Standerton.
Hi, Ntateto Tete here in Standerton.
Let's try that again.
Hi, Ntateto Tete here in Standerton. I just want to ask the administrator, how long will he be sticking around for? And with the local government elections coming, is he going to be here, you know, after the elections as well, or will he then step aside after whoever was chosen on the elections comes in if the ANC wins? So yeah, I just want to know how long will he stay.
So, Johan, the question is, in essence, how long will you be administrating over the Ligwa municipality? And after the local government elections, will you be leaving and the winning party at that time take over, or will you continue to administrate post-October?
Yes, the initial appointment, or the appointment as it stands, is for a period of 12 months. So it will go into June of 2022, and then the National Treasury and the National COCTA, of course, together with the Provincial Treasury and COCTA, will evaluate the situation, and then they must make a decision then in what form, if any, the intervention would continue. So right now, I can't say, but certainly it's going to take a lot more than 1 year to turn this municipality around.
Definitely. Yeah. Johan, we're getting a lot of WhatsApps here. It seems a lot of people from that era are actually listening to you as we speak. We've got another question here coming through from WhatsApp, and the listener would like to know, you know, he says there's a lot of businesses that are currently leaving Standerton and closing and leaving Standerton because of the challenges that the municipality has. And he wants to know what can be done and what are you guys doing to make sure that these businesses don't leave Ligwa municipality or leave Standerton for that matter.
Yes, that is a very real threat.
Yeah.
I must admit. Mm. You know, If a municipality just does the basic, and water, electricity, sanitation, and roads, that's about as basic as it gets.
Mm.
So any municipality who does that already attracts businesses.
Mm.
You know, so the issue of leaving does not even arise. So clearly, you know, what needs to be done is, and I've already started with this process, is talking to our stakeholders.
Yeah.
So I've set up my diary gets more congested by the day as I, you know, as my meetings are being set up with the Ratepayers Association, with the Vowel Business Association, with big business in the area. So we need to tell our story and make sure that it is a credible story. Because the last thing that we want to happen now is that people lose faith.
Mm. Mm.
I think they are very close to it, frankly. This intervention could have, one can argue, should have happened a long time ago.
Yeah.
But there needs to be that engagement so that at least we can put to the to our stakeholders, to our businesses, and to our residents, our realistic plans over the short to medium to long term, and also to be upfront, you know, about things that we can do and things that we can't do, and not to make false promises.
Yeah.
So in as much as we're talking to our stakeholders, we're also speaking to our government partners, the ESCOMs of the world, the Department of Water and Sanitation, SANRAL, just to mention a few, so that they also come to this party, because frankly it is in the interest of ESCOM that they give us a break.
Yeah.
Because if they give us a break, we can actually be in a situation where we can pay off their debt much sooner.
Mm.
So that is what I want to say with regard to that. But certainly open and frank and consistent communication, I think that is the key.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned something very important, and obviously this particular platform, you know, allows that to happen as well. And I see that there's a lot of people that are actually quite interested in this conversation. I just want to tell our listeners that we'd obviously continue with this conversation even tomorrow with yourself, Johan, and possibly for the next 2 weeks as well, trying to sort out some of these issues that are there. So for those of you who we didn't get to ask questions from, they must just know that in the future we'll definitely ask those questions. We've got more than enough days to be able to make sure that there's some form of communication that's coming through from the Ligwa municipality, especially now that they've been put under administration. But Johan, for me, a parting question, and maybe it might be a very difficult question for you to answer, I'm not sure. What is the financial position of the municipality currently?
The municipality is in a very difficult position.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of accumulated debt.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about now money that the municipality owes, not money owing to the municipality. That is another aspect. But the municipality owes a significant amount of money to Eskom, about 1.3 billion.
Mm.
It owes a significant amount of money to SARS. The number escapes me, but I have no problem in disclosing that amount. Because I can't report the exact amount. But I'll have it for you tomorrow, by the way. So we do owe a lot of money also to the Department of Water and Sanitation for bulk water.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also over R1 billion. So it's a lot of money that we owe. And remember, these are not once-off. They accumulate.
Mm.
So every month you draw water. Every month you get electricity bills. So we are in payment plans with all of our big creditors. It should not be the case, but it is now what it is, and we intend to stick by those. Then on the income side, things are not looking much better.
Yeah.
We, as I've indicated to you, we are not collecting at the rate that is sustainable for a municipality. We need to collect at a rate of 90% plus. That is not happening, and that causes severe cash flow problems. As soon as you have cash flow problems, you really have a difficulty in maintaining your infrastructure, making sure that your trucks are on the road to go and collect the refuse, or when the trucks break down, that you can fix it. So that is a problem. Our turnaround plan then looks at all of those aspects on the revenue side and on the expenditure side, but it's not a rosy picture.
Mm.
Now, you know, Johan, I think we're going to end it there for today's conversation. And again, I'd like to say that we will have you again probably tomorrow to answer some of these questions for some of our listeners maybe that might want to come up with questions for Johan. Johan is available to be able to answer some of those questions. And I think, Johan, we've started obviously with the first process of that. We're just hoping that you can come on again to allay those fears. And I think, this is the start to be able to communicate some of those issues there. And I think it starts with that, being honest, being transparent, so that we're able to solve some of the problems that are coming through from Lego Municipality in Standerton. Sir, I'd like to thank you for your time this evening. Please enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you, Wadile. And I also just want to tell the listeners, please go to the Facebook of the municipality. You'll find the IDP, the draft IDP, the draft budget there with all the increases and so on. And you'll also see what a summary of it in terms of our priorities, our challenges, and our intervention. So the information is out there.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Johan. Please enjoy the rest of your evening, sir.
Thank you. Goodbye.
And that was Lego Municipality's Administrator Johan Mettler on the Municipality's Integrated Development Plan and Budget Consultation Program. Remember, this is the first episode of a series of conversations we will be having with some of the stakeholders within the Lego Municipality, just obviously addressing some of these issues. As I see more questions coming in, we will be jotting them down. So do join us tomorrow as we continue this conversation. It is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM. You are with Zingisa Chirwa and Wandile Mazibuko.